I open my eyes just like any other morning and see early morning light streaming into my cave. I stand up and stretch before feeling a hunger. Not one that is satiated by food, rather one that would require a man to satiate. Usually it isn't this bad, but it has been worse in the past. I let out a sigh and walk out of my cave. The second I breathe in the morning air, I smell something interesting. At first, I think I'm going insane, but after a second and third sniff, I knew there was only one thing it could be. A human. The second I knew what it was, my instincts as a monster took hold. My mouth was salivating at the thought of tasting such a delicacy. I needed to have him. He will be mine. I quickly began to descend the mountain in the direction of the scent. Within a few minutes, I'd found the source. I quickly hid in the bushes to get as close as I could. That was the reason why I chose a mountain by a forest, after all. The second I looked at such a cute morsel, I felt a carnal desire to pounce on him. But I had to wait. A normal monster would simply pounce and take him home. But I was no normal monster. I am a manticore. The human suddenly turned and stared right at me. He quickly got up and ran. I followed from a distance. I made sure that he couldn't see me. I needed to build up the tension. I had to wait until he became tired and slowed down. After running some more, I decided that it was time to strike. I sped up and grabbed the man, who let out a cute cry. If I wanted to, I could drag him back home. But I planned to let him go and give him the illusion of a chance. I took in his scent. It was intoxicating. My insides felt as if they were on fire. I decided to let go before my instincts fully took over. I waited a few seconds before running towards him again. This time I made sure to match his pace so that I stayed on his tail. After some time passed, I grabbed him once again. He squirmed in my grip and tried to break free. This time I made sure to give him a little mark, so that if another monster found him, they would be forced to leave him alone. I started by wrapping one arm around his torso, and using my free hand to hold his head in place. I gently applied kisses to the nape of his neck. And then I sunk my fangs just far enough into him to let others know he belonged to someone. I then loosened my grip enough for him to wriggle free. He shoved me back and ran once again. This time I followed at a slightly farther distance. I wanted to give him hope that he could outrun me. This carried on for a few minutes before I grew bored and grabbed him once again. He began to shout, or rather, squeal at me to let him go. Please let me go. I don't want to die. Please stop. Of course I let him go once more. By this time I had had enough of his scent to track him from almost anywhere as long as he didn't leave this landmass. But even then, I could always find whatever boat he used if he managed to escape and sail to another country. However, I had no intention of letting this little game go on for that long. I began to chase after him once more, but remained out of sight. The next part required him to think he'd won, to have the full effect. After some time passed, he finally stopped running. I suppose the adrenaline finally wore off. He was breathing heavily. It would be easy to grab him in this state. But I wanted him to see what I was capable of doing to him. I felt the grin on my face grow as I raised my tail. I aimed, and then I fired. I grazed his side, and he let out another cry. I watched as he reached for the scrape at his side, and then watched his face as realization took hold of him. He turned to run once again, but I shot another spine at him. Bullseye. The man fell to the ground. I waited a few seconds before starting to approach him. His head shot back and forth, and I knew he wanted to look back, but lacked the strength to do so. Finally, I was right behind him. I stayed absolutely still above him. The mixture of tension and fear must have felt like pure torture to him. My grin grew even more. I grabbed the collar of his shirt and pulled him back so that his head rested on my body. I then leaned over him and licked my lips. You're going to make a good meal. The look on his face after I said that caused a feeling of pure bliss to course through me. I lifted him up and pressed his body close to me. He felt so warm. And when I held him, I felt like I was finally alive. I made sure to walk slowly back to the cave. When he realized where he was, the man suddenly started to breathe very quickly. I laid him down on my bed. It was nothing much, just some animal furs and some arachne silk, but it was good enough. Once I laid him down, he looked towards me. I placed a paw on his cheek. His eyes were so full of fear. He spoke with a voice that could barely be heard, but I still managed to hear it. He had whispered, "No." I grabbed the bulb on the end of my tail and broke off one of the spines. His eyes followed the spine. I saw fear in his eyes as the sharp end approached his leg. I pulled back. This was not the type of fear I wanted him to feel. I tilted his head away and leaned down. I gently kissed him. And pricked him with the spine when he wasn't looking. The man suddenly became confused. The effects of my venom are fast and relatively harmless if monitored. I decided it was time to finally reveal my intentions. I do plan to eat you. But not in the way that you might think. What I'm going to devour is inside you. I then gently caressed his already swelling balls. In here, to be precise. I lean in to kiss him again. A few seconds passed, and my aphrodisiac and paralysis venom began to work together. He was able to move just enough to squirm. But little did he know that my venom also increased how sensitive his body was. I grinned as I gently rubbed one of his nipples. He let out a shaky breath and squirmed slightly. I then eased off of him a bit. The second my paw left his body, he looked at me with panic in his eyes. I smiled. He was already starting to submit. Just a second, darling. I reached towards my tail and broke off two spines. This time, he didn't even notice the prick of my spines. I made sure to remove them after the venom was drained into his body. I didn't want them to hurt after the effects of my venom wore off. I waited a few seconds, and he started to pant. I smiled down at him and placed a paw on his chest. He quickly grabbed hold of my paw and held on to it like it was a stuffed animal. He looked up at me with pleading eyes. I suppose it can't be helped. He let out a whimper. I retracted the spines on my tail and maneuvered it to the tip of his cock. I didn't know what size he was before, but I did know how big it was now. It looked like it was straining to grow larger. Precum leaked from the tip with every single throb. Each movement that his cock made was followed by a moan. How much do you want it? He looked up at me with desire in his eyes and opened his mouth as if to speak, but only a whimper came out. I grinned at this. Darling, I'm going to devour you. I opened the bulb and the man eyed it. A look of nervousness grew on his face. Are you ready for your mind to melt? The man nodded. You are now mine. The bulb plunged down and the man tensed up and began to spasm. You are now mine. I didn't even need to move my tail to get a reaction out of you. Your body shook and tensed up as you let out your first load. I watched as a mixture of fear and pleasure washed over you, and I didn't stop. Shh. I shush you gently as I wrap my arms around you. I put a paw on your head and gently rubbed your hair. I got behind you and laid you against me. I wrapped my free arm around your torso and gently stroked your skin. I could feel your cock twitch inside me. Every movement you made, I could feel. It was as if I could almost feel what you were feeling. You suddenly bucked up again and let out one more load into my tail. I looked down at you and saw that your mind was already in a daze. My smile softened when I saw this, and I quickly wrapped my wings around you. The pressure of being a brutal predator had dissipated, and now I was just a monster and her husband. I felt free, like I was able to think and say things that I wouldn't say to anyone. I loved the man who was in my arms, wrapped in my wings. I wanted to spend forever with him. It was getting hard to contain myself because of the pleasure I felt. The feel of your cock and the taste of your sperm were almost too much. I held on to you as tightly as I could. By now, the venom had entered its final stages in your cock was now spurting in one continuous orgasm. I felt as my tail greedily sucked it all up. You seemed to be having the time of your life. I smiled down at you as you looked up at me with glazed over eyes. Your whimpers and moans were intoxicating, and finally I came. I stopped moving my tail, and you looked up at me with tired eyes. I lifted my tail, and your seed dripped from the opening. I brought it closer to me and licked up what I could. And when I looked back down towards you, you were almost asleep, and you were nestling into the fur of my arm. I no longer felt the urge to treat you as prey, as you were more than that. You were my husband. Those cruel games that I had played before felt like distant memories. I decided to tell you this when you awoke. So that's what happened, my love. Most manticores wait a long time before they finally admit these things. I guess I decided that I didn't want to wait to truly express myself. I hope that you're able to forgive me. I enjoyed your fear. It was cruel of me. I suppose that it's because I'm a manticore, but I won't do that anymore. At least not all of the time. I want to make sure you feel safe and loved. What are you... I love you too, husband. Wait, you mean you don't mind being called prey? It makes you feel tingly inside. Funny. That's what I feel when I call you that. All right then. I love you, prey.